BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Jimmy Bullard is amazing. We do an interview and then a swear-free innuendo bingo. I know, I was shocked too. Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real. Chris is starting a museum of pop artifacts that are quite bad after he finds the roll-on deodorant of Rachel Stevens from S Club 7. You lovely listeners chip in too, including someone who has the actual genes of a pop star.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Benjamin in Nottingham, who says, "All right, Scott, your photo's changed on the Radio 1 homepage. You're sporting a denim shirt, lush, but are you wearing double denim?" Well, you can't see, can you? Because it's just my top half. But yes, I was, Benjamin.
Oh, I thought you were suggesting there that there's nothing on the bottom half.
No, I was wearing jeans. Thanks for noticing that, yes, my picture has changed.
So is that a demand from you?
No, I don't know. I can't even remember when that picture was taken.
Because you know what? It's a funny situation here at Radio 1, where when you get your pass to get into the building, if you ever want to renew that, which you have to do every year, their photo won't change. In fact, they insist on it. So even if you ask for your photo to be changed, they won't do it, unless you're Scott Mills.
That's not true, because actually, if you look at my BBC pass right now, it is me off of looking 12 when I first started working at Radio 1.
Yeah, check out mine. I've got a banging chain on.
Oh, yeah, the chain. The one that you threw in the river. Yeah. Just, like, symbolic.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't see the need to get that changed, really, do you?
No. You still look 12 on there and in real life.
But anyway, so there's a change on the website, so you must have insisted on it.
I honestly didn't know it was going to happen.
So what was the problem with the other one?
Shut up! Amy off of Blackpool says, "I have to watch Jimmy Bullard on Innuendo Bingo. I absolutely love him. So many texts coming in. Rob in Colchester, I haven't watched before, but I'm definitely going to watch for the first time with Jimmy Bullard today."
Are you a bit taken back about his popularity? I mean, do you understand why he's a kind of cult hero?
I loved him in The Jungle.
That's what I mean, but you're not a massive football fan, are you?
No.
So you wouldn't have understood him from the football days.
I know how excited you are, and it's making me excited.
Yeah.
Someone says, when Charlie Slough comes in, ask him how his massive takeout bag from the Golden Arches was on Friday. Ooh. In Chester.
Oh, he goes in. Spotted.
He goes in after a gig, Charlie Slough. If you're driving at the moment, I am aware that the one of the ladies saying distant past in that track does sound identical to the lady on your sat-nav. It's getting a lot of people confused. Gary travelling to Cornwall almost turned off the bypass because he feared he'd missed his junction. Just a woman going, distant past. Talking really fast. Talking really fast. Talking really fast.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone just said, Chris is literally living the dream at the moment. This is from Scott in North Wales. One week, Rachel Stevens. Next week, Jimmy Bullard. It's true.
Yeah.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hello, guys. How
right,
are
mate?
You? I've got to say, you got it lovely up here, haven't you?
It's all right, isn't it, up here?
What a gig this is.
We've done it nice, haven't we? Done it up nice.
Really top draw.
So I booked you, Jimmy, because I thought...
Yeah, why
Because I met you recently and I just thought this will be brilliant.
Yeah. It's going to be a good one today.
Okay, I hope so. I hope I'll find it funny.
Yeah, let's hope so. It's so good to have you on because I actually loved you on The Jungle.
Are you just saying that because I'm here?
No, absolutely not. I really enjoyed it.
I appreciate it.
Was it a bit harsh going out first? Well, didn't you care?
Yeah,
was you relaxed in the
Versace
hotel?
No, I'll tell you straight. I was enjoying it.
Well, yeah.
80% of it, that's 20% food-wise, I didn't enjoy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no one wants to be out first, do they? It's a bit like, oh, no. But once I was out, I've got to be honest, once I was in the hotel eating, I was like, yeah, my man's here. Who took me out there, Jim. So I was just like, I'm happy to be out and I'm just eating for England. And I still am, so I've put on about 2 stones since then. I've walked in a massive
What is the deal
barber.
With the food in The Jungle? Do they send in your pizza?
There is none.
If you're, is it real? Really?
I'm telling you straight, there is none.
What, you thought when the cameras are off, it's like, yeah, sneaking a Domino's?
Yeah.
Other pizzas are available?
Yeah. I'll tell you what you get. You get the odd, for anyone who doesn't know, you get the odd like salts, like a Lucozade salt, but they literally give you a teaspoon every 5 days.
What, is that just lot, to keep your energy up?
It, just because we start moaning. And then we all just start dipping in like sherbet.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we all done it once and then we forgot. Because there was 10 of us, we forgot that Michael was there.
Yeah.
And then 9 of us. And he come in, any for me? No, at all. That started a few arguments.
What an experience, though, to do something like that.
I was so privileged to go in. And after coming out, I realised how big it was. Like, everything I do now, like, I just... get notes on the street every 2 minutes by old ladies, everyone.
Yeah.
And I've never had that before. So, yeah, it just totally, in a weird way, changed my life. And also, I just love the show ever since it came out. Yeah. You know, I've watched every series, so...
Yeah, you should be doing all the adverts now. Has the supermarket, the ice supermarket, been in touch?
Thank you for putting me forward to that. No,
right.
But I'm up for anything. That's why I'm here.
Advertising a prawn ring?
Yeah.
Would you do any other reality shows? Because Strictly, I think Strictly's made for you, Jimmy.
Strictly, I've got a few moves.
I know.
not really. I think I've done them now. I've done my one.
Yeah.
You know, everyone asked me to go in Big Brother. Would you go in Big Brother, they always say. And I'm a bit like, oh, I don't know. It's a bit...
They
do expose you in that show, don't they?
Yeah.
So,
but they also
if they're talking plenty of Wonga, yeah, we talk.
I've got a show for you. I saw about this last night, Scott. In fact, Scott, I text you about this because I'm very interested in this.
Mm.
And I received news that ITV are commissioning a new show called Flock Stars. And it says here, Flock Stars will see a group of 8 famous personalities head to the countryside to be trained by professionals as shepherds.
Are you mad?
So it's to find...
Is it hosted by...
That is it's the worst show.
Ben Shepherd.
Benny Shepherd's hosting it.
Or Larry Lamb.
Yes.
That is such a bad... That would be bad.
So you're not going on Flock Stars.
No, that's rubbish.
Yeah.
I'm really trying hard not to swear.
I know.
This is such a difficult show, isn't it?
It is. It's all life, and so no swears, please.
No,
Jimmy.
No swear words.
Especially when the water hits you in a minute.
Yeah, I know. I've been told by the producer over here. He's looking at me. Devilish. Don't you dare swear.
Chris was filling me in earlier on the various stories about you, like when you called Fabio Capello, Postman Pat.
Yeah, I love that. Shall I be honest, out of all the tours I've still, that one is my favourite. Because you've got to understand, if any of you know a player called David Bentley, he's an absolute, can I say lunatic? I've just said
that's fine.
Okay. So he's an absolute lunatic, and we was just playing a game. Well, we was bored, basically. It was in a hotel for 2 weeks. Any players in the room for 2 weeks, you just get bored. So I said, let's see who can say Postman Pat the Laddies, because Fabio Capello looks exactly like Postman Pat, but Postman Pat's obviously a cartoon version. But if Postman Pat was a live version, it would be him. And I drifted past him. I went, Postman Pat, like, so he didn't hear, just on the sly, just to keep the game going. Bent went straight up to him and went, Postman Pat and his black and white cat, like 2 inches away from his nose. And I was a bit like, one, like, I was enjoying the game, two, he just killed it. Like, and to have the bottle to do that, I was like, I was in awe of him, and he's my idol for just doing stuff like that, because he's mad.
Oh, dear. When we asked you to come on the show, Chris obviously booked you. We were like, anything to promote? And you were like, no, I just want some more Twitter followers.
Yeah, I don't come on shows like this to promote. I just come on for the crack.
It's fun.
And just to meet yous. I've got nothing to promote. But if we want to talk about promoting, we can.
Well, no, I'm just going to mention, you're around the 500,000 mark on Twitter at the moment. And you say when you get to a million, you're going to do something big. Now, can you tell us what it is, as long as it's not rude?
I can't tell you what it is. I just want to get to the million.
Right.
But then it will be something big.
Yes, it will be something rather large.
Right.
Okay. That, oh. Right.
Okay.
So, I'm going to say that on this show, Scott. Yeah, why are you raising your eyebrows?
No, it's fine. I just wanted to know what it is. But so everyone, follow Jimmy Bullard on Twitter.
Yeah, let's get... There's loads of listeners on this show. This is the only chance. I see where you're coming from there. Please follow me. What is it, Jim? At Jimmy Bullard. Twitter. That's it. At Jimmy the Bull. No, at Jimmy Bullard. Follow me.
Jimmy, are you going to do any more BBC Sport punditry? Because last time you did... In fact, we gave it a go once. We did... during the World Cup, we did an alternative commentary for the BBC, and it received quite a lot of criticism.
Abuse,
and in certain newspapers and stuff like that, which is fine. But it's still, we did a good job, I felt.
Yeah.
You recently did some BBC Sport punditry, and you did get a few critics for the outfit that you chose.
The outfit, mostly.
I love, listen, that's just the way I dress. I don't understand. It's a black lace shirt with a few buttons undone. What's the problem? I'm not being funny. I know it's all BBC and all this game. I understand all that. But why can't we just go and have crack?
What's the point?
Well, you know what I mean? Okay, be fair. Lineker's got a free piece on. Alan Shearer done up. Why, it's only a couple of buttons and it all goes ballistic. Like, what is this game? I don't understand it.
I could chat to you all day. Right, okay. We're going to play Lower Than Atlantis, and here we go. And then, lads, if you get in position for today's innuendo bingo, you ready for this, Jimmy?
Yeah, I can see it's ready. Look at the state of it over here.
It's ready for you.
Polyphene everywhere.
The Scott Mills Daily. Getting a lot of love on Twitter and text, Jimmy.
Are we? Oh, good.
Well,
Kate the Follower's coming in.
Jimmy Bullard's here. Someone says, can you actually just talk to Jimmy all day? Was like, well, yeah, we've got to play a game though as well.
Oh, that's very... That's not nice on Starks, is it?
Well, I know.
No, they'll then happily let you replace me, but they probably can't afford you, right?
Too right.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm loads of money. I'm cash as well. No tax, cash.
Oh, don't say that to me.
You can say that. It's fine. Oh, God. I've already paid 170 grand tax bill. Revenue ain't on me.
And now it's time for Innuendo Bingo with Jimmy Bullard. If you'd like to watch this, you can on the Radio 1 website right now, even on your phone if you want.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Right then.
Okay, lads.
Yeah, mate.
Jimmy Bullard's here. Oh. We're playing Innuendo Bingo. If you want to watch it, Radio 1 website is the place to be right now.
You're warming up like it's a
professional
cold game.
Well, it's very cold, you see. It's...
Please don't swear.
Mills is absolutely in his shell.
He's
okay.
Are you allowed to do that?
I don't know.
No, you're not allowed to.
Probably
do
not.
That.
No.
Sorry, producers raised eyebrows.
Okay, so Jimmy's here, as you can tell, and let's play the game. Let's. I hope you find this funny. Oh, right. Otherwise, it's going to be.
I was just saying, I really do hope.
It's going to be a right dampener.
I can't fake laugh anyway.
No.
So this is the real deal, guys.
Yeah. It's going to be a right dampener after
right,
the interview.
Let's play.
Let's go. Water, loads of it in your mouth. Now, because Jimmy's here, we start with a clip from a football commentator. They're always at it. I don't watch a lot of football myself, I've got to say, but this is. Is this kind of thing that normally happens on the pitch with people watching?
Right on the edge of the 18-yard box. I don't think there was any contact with a Palace player. I think he just went down on himself.
Right. Jimmy's fine.
I think he just went down on himself.
Yep.
All right. Right. That's Donnie Motson. That's just standard.
And now we're going to the Classic Car Show.
That's not Motson.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Classic Car Show on Channel 5. And this man is reflecting on his favourite ride of a car.
You've driven lots of different cars. Which one was your favourite?
My favourite has to be a 962. It's strange because it's rather like having a wife that you've been with a long time. You don't realise how wonderful she is until you're not in her.
That is quite a good one. That's out of order. God, it's cold, isn't it?
It's really cold.
It's cold, isn't it? Yeah. But well done so far.
You don't realise how wonderful she is until you're not in her.
He meant the car, obviously, inside the car.
That's brilliant. What was that on a car show?
Oh, yeah, a classic car show on Channel 5. She's obviously a very enjoyable ride. Thank you to David and Milson Keynes who spotted that one. More water, please.
Hang on, guys. This is outrageous. Double invoice going in for this gig, Jim.
BBC Breakfast and Carol Kirkwood has won another award. But there's an interesting revelation about where Carol keeps the award.
We've got a lovely picture of you accepting your television and radio industries club awards. Is it your seventh, Carol?
It is.
Oh, and we can fantastic. See where Carol keeps them now, because look, if she reaches down into her special cabinet...
Yes. As if by magic.
Oh, Carol, she's had an incident like that before.
What a great vantage point you've got there, Carol. Have you had a chance to sort of wave to people out over the balcony?
I've even had my photograph taken from down below and tweeted.
Jimmy's still fine. Oh. If you spot an innuendo, send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
That is all right.
Okay. Water, please. And now, a favourite from last week. Fill your cheeks, lads. It's from BBC Radio Norfolk. And presenter Nick Conrad seems to have got very much the wrong idea about what his listeners do in each other's houses.
Have you got CCTV installed at your house? And what's the most surprising thing that you have captured on it? It's probably the next door neighbour's pussy. And that's probably all you've actually seen.
Soak him anyway. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Worried about the cats there.
Sorry, so I do find it hard to...
I know, but
sorry,
I don't want you to fake it.
Is it being a rubbish show?
No, it's great.
Right.
The clips are carrying it, Jimmy, it's all fine. I think he was worried about his cats setting off the CCTV cameras.
Probably the next door neighbour's pussy. And that's probably all you've actually seen.
Okay, now to BBC period drama Poldark.
Oh, Jimmy, come on.
And a character called Ruth has a talent you might be surprised by. Now, this lady seems to know Ruth quite well.
Of course, Ruth is an accomplished rider.
Of course.
Not that it's her only accomplishment. One only has to taste her syllabobs to know their succulence.
Succulents! What is that?
That was a brilliant one.
You succulents.
If you her syllabubs. Oh. If you're watching this now, you'll see that they are like literally cheek to cheek. They're very close.
One only has to taste her syllabubs to know their succulents.
Thank you, thank you, Mark, for sending that one in. Another recent favourite now. It's the hotel inspector, and they're trying to find a place to convert into an office. Now, as we join her, the hotel inspector thinks she's found the perfect room for the job. I'm not sure this is such a good idea, though, myself.
Alex has an idea for a new office space in the hotel basement. But there's a lot of work to do.
Oh, my goodness. This is Jonathan's glory hole. This would be a perfect office space.
This is a great one. That was the name for his spare room, apparently.
Put all his glory hole.
Yeah, put all his junk in there.
This is Jonathan's glory hole.
And now we're going over to ITV.
How's she got away with that?
And Lorraine has some questions. Brilliant. Lorraine's got some questions about a special treat that was received.
Lorraine Kelly.
Lorraine Kelly.
Oh,
yeah.
This would be classic.
Yeah. Right. A special treat that was received by the businessman Sir Philip Green.
Especially in her accent.
On his birthday. Philip sounds like he had a lovely time.
This is a very old one, Mark. Oh, yeah. There was a very strange image of the Top Shop boss, Sir
That's
Philip
right.
Green.
This is apparently where he's happiest, in bed with his dog, Louis.
So I wonder who ate his head.
No. She was talking about the birthday cake of the Top Shop boss there. And now a classic to end.
I was expecting more.
I know. We're going over to Match of the Day.
Oh, this is a bit of me.
Bit of you, this.
Right, come in.
Come on in, Jimmy.
Nice big full one.
Yeah?
Makes the game.
Let's see if you can get the whole cup in.
What, the actual cup?
Not the whole cup. Get fill your cheeks, mate. Come on.
Match of the day. And when the final whistle goes, players and managers react in all sorts of ways. I'm not sure anyone was expecting this.
Swansea City take their second win of the Premier League season. And Ian Holloway, he has a huge job on.
Oh, and that was a great innuendo bingo. Thanks, Jimmy. And we got through it without a swear.
Yes, we did. Thank God for that. Wow, this is cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah.
Thanks, Jimmy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Track of the day coming next, which is a good one, even though it does sound a bit like it's off of Sister Act.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, it's good, though. Iggy Azalea and Jennifer Hudson. Good booking on bingo today. Nice work, Chris.
I just think we need to find something else for him to do on the show as well.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to be on more.
Preferably not live.
Yeah, maybe not. But next relationship transfer deadline day.
Yes, definitely get him on for that.
He is made for that.
Jimmy Bullard. I've got a new love for that guy. He's brilliant.
I can tell, right? Because honestly, before, it's not that you were sceptical or anything. You just weren't... I don't think you completely got him.
No.
Right? And I met him not too long ago, and I just thought, oh my God, this guy's for real. He's the funniest guy.
Hilarious.
And he is.
Really good. Now, to Thursday's booking for Innuendo Bingo, which is one that I've booked, because that was the deal. You book Tuesday, I book Thursday.
Yeah, well, we promised each other we're going to make this a really strong week for bingos.
So, there's a slight... Well, it's not really a problem, but it's something that I didn't realise until after I'd booked this person.
Okay, you don't sound confident in your booking, right?
No, I'm absolutely fine with it.
I've brought Jimmy Bullard to the table.
I've never met this guy, but he's a really, really nice bloke, because I know people that have.
Okay.
His name is Charlie King. Now, what I didn't realise is that he's not on TOWIE anymore, and I thought he was. So it's someone that used to be on The Only Way Is Essex.
I'm sorry?
On Thursday's Innuendo Bingo.
So what does he do now? Estate agent?
No. I know he's been doing some modelling in his pants lately. Bit of modelling.
So you've put a pants model
in magazines and that. I've just checked 407,000 followers, actually, on Twitter. And he's a super nice bloke. But yes, he has been a pants model recently, yes.
Pants model and nice bloke.
And he's been on Dinner Date on ITV2. And I see from his Twitter he met Alan Carr the other night.
Oh, good. Well, then he's made for it.
Yeah. So that's who you're playing Innuendo Bingo with on Thursday. It's Charlie King, who used to be on The Only Way is Essex. I didn't realise he wasn't on it anymore.
This is classic Mills.
Why?
This was meant to be our strongest week of bingo for a while.
I think that's a great guest. Look him up. You'll like him a lot.
I need to.
Well, just so you know who you're going to meet on Thursday.
Okay, all right.
So there we are. Jimmy Bullard on Tuesday and...
Charlie King.
Who used to be on Towie on Thursday.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Smells like trouble
to me. Wow, Iggy Azalea, Jennifer Hudson and Trouble on BBC Radio 1.
Bit of you?
I don't know yet.
I quite like it.
I mean, it's really quite sassy. You'd think it would be me. I think it might be eventually.
It strikes me as something that should be a bit of you, but you seem reluctant.
Yeah, I'm just in a conversation with Nick Grimshaw about it at the moment.
Are you being led by Grimmy direction? Because you're easily led. You shouldn't feel scared of liking something if you really like something.
No, generally, Jennifer Hudson is my bag. I just wish Iggy Azalea would sometimes sound Australian. Because she is.
What?
That's what's getting me a little bit.
Okay.
And it is... It's more Sister Act 2.
Okay, well, I think...
Back in the habit.
When Grimmy's not around, you'll like it more. Maybe if you're in a better mood as well.
I'm in a perfectly good mood, thank
Are you?
Yes.
Are you?
Despite you, being all sassy about my Innuendo Bingo guest on Thursday.
Well, that's it. I worry that you've announced your bingo guest hasn't got quite the reaction that you expected, and now you're in a bad mood with the song that sounds a bit like Sister Act.
Not the case at all. Scott Mills here, Sigma and Labyrinth, Foo Fighters and Macklemore coming up.
Forgot to tell you, last week, you remember when Rachel Stevens did Innuendo Bingo?
Yeah, man.
Someone found this in the toilets after she left. I don't know why someone went in straight afterwards, but they came out with this. It's a roll-on deodorant.
Oh!
It clearly belongs to Rachel Stevens, but I've kept it ever since because I've thought, is there any money in this? You know, it's sort of celebrity merchandise.
Not.
But then I thought to myself, how about I start a museum of artifacts like this? Because there's loads of these kind of things knocking about.
It's just like you've floated the idea before of the Scott Mills Museum.
Yeah, but this is better because it broadens it out slightly more. So I remember there was a time where Cheryl Cole came in. She used a mug and had her lipstick on. I've still got that on my desk.
But... No offence, but no one's going to care that it's touched the armpit of one of S Club 7. Doesn't make it worth a bean, I'm telling you.
But I reckon loads of people have these kind of items. You know, it's just like minor items from a celebrity. Like if you work in a cafe and a famous person comes in, you'll keep the knife and fork that they use.
Or the cup.
I reckon I'm not alone in this.
Well, let's find out, shall we? 81199. I'm not sure you're going to get anything for the roll-on off of Rachel. Sorry for hooing roll-ons, but they are a bit ho. Scott Mills here. Well, thanks for creating a really awkward situation on Twitter right now.
What's up?
Charlie King's been on.
All right, what's he saying? This is Thursday's Innuendo Bingo guest.
That's right.
Charlie King, who used to be in Towie.
Yeah, he's put, I will be playing Innuendo Bingo on the Scott Mills Show Thursday. Yes, that's right, I used to be in Towie, and now I'm not.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound impressed. And then he sent me one. Scott Mills, you need to do your research. Trust me, I'll be a good guest. I'm sold on this. It was him. So I've just blamed you.
Why are you passing the blame on to me?
Because you said it.
I'm not creating a storm here. It's your booking.
It makes it really awkward when that happens and then the guest arrives on Thursday and we have to be like, oh, hi, yeah, thanks for coming in. And then you've said that. Listen to this.
What exactly have I said?
You just said... I think you're doubting his credentials.
I've never doubted... Listen, if you want to book Charlie King, you're perfectly entitled. It's your name above the door.
Oh, yeah. And I'm perfectly happy with my decision.
Good, and so am I. And I look forward to playing with him on Thursday.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you, Charlie.
Hyped.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm strangely enjoying today.
Yeah, it's fun.
Although I do feel there's a bit of tension between us right now.
Us?
Yeah.
No. We're all good. We're fine.
Right. I've got a massive song which I heard Grimmy play the other morning. It sounded epic. By Kygo, European dance DJ off of Norway. And a track that's been top 10 in Belgium, the Czech Republic. They love it in the Czech Republic. Denmark and the Netherlands and other places like that. It's called Firestone and it's next on BBC Radio 1. Rachel Stevens was in last week playing innuendo bingo, and weirdly, and it is weird, Chris has kept the roll-on deodorant that she used, which was found in the ladies' loo.
I just thought there might be some kind of value in it. And this happens every now and then at Radio 1. The guest comes in, there's stuff left behind.
Someone offered you money for the Rachel Stevens roll-on.
Yes,
I've just seen this.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of people have said that they'd like the roll-on to try and clone Rachel Stevens. I don't think it's as easy as that. You need the skills.
No. Yeah, I mean, we can't do cloning on the show, can we?
No. But there's several...
And today on the show, we're cloning Rachel Stevens.
but several people have been on with various other items that could go in this museum if we did it. Sophie's been on. I still have Plan B's guitarist sweat towel from years ago in a cupboard.
Didn't someone buy some air from a Kanye West gig last week?
Few people have said that.
Like a bag of air. Because it was in the... They were breathing the same air as Kanye West.
Brilliant.
Oh, I see the picture of the roll-on's gone on the radio on Twitter now. Good. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Scott.
You're right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, I'm good. What have you got from a famous...
Oh, God, this is so embarrassing. Louis Tomlinson from One Direction. I have his water bottle.
from where?
Well, he was playing football and he, like, drank out of it and then handed it to me and I... This was about 4 years ago, though.
Did he think he was? You were one of his servants. So hold this.
Well, yeah, sort of.
I reckon loads of people would want that. That's the worrying thing. I reckon loads of people would spend money on that.
See what I was saying? I was going to sell it, and then I thought, oh, it's kind of got sentimental value, but it's getting weirder every year.
But you said you were embarrassed by it.
Well, I wasn't initially, but now I'm like 19.
Yeah. Do you know what we can do? You can give it to me and I'll put it in the museum and we can credit you for it. Do you know what I mean? We can set a little plaque on the front, say that you donated it.
Yeah, as long as I'm getting credit for that.
I'll tell you what else can go in. Hannah's been on. She kept a fake snowball that Niall from 1D threw at her in Bournemouth in 2012. So is there still water in this bottle?
Yeah.
Do your friends sometimes come round to hold it?
They have done, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I reckon loads of people get stuff from gigs. Lottie's been on. I have a scrunched up set list from Sam Smith, who threw it into the crowd. I cried when I touched it.
Oh, you've got loads for the museum, haven't you?
Yeah, I think this could be on.
I just like the idea that people are going around to your house, Holly, and holding the water bottle party.
Yeah, people that, like, weren't my friends before were my friends after that happened.
Well, yeah, feel the power.
It was great.
Love you, bye!
Bye!
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
It's Scott. What have you got?
Hi, Scott. Oh, one of my friends I go to university with has a bit of chewing gum chewed by Dougie from McFly.
How did you come about this, please?
She bumped into him in a shopping centre and asked for a photo. And then he said, oh, yeah, hang on a minute, hold this. Took out his chewing gum and put it in her hand.
I love that famouses just go, could you, hang on, just hold this. And puts his chewing gum in your hand.
Yeah.
That's Ming.
Great.
But I like it that famouses think they can get away with that. It's like, oh, yeah, she'll hold my chewing gum that's been in my mouth.
And then kept it. Well, at least he didn't put it back in his mouth. That would have been slightly more weird.
Yeah.
And how long she had it?
About 5 years.
Right. Wow, it must be really hard by now.
Yeah, I think it just sticks up something on her wall or something now.
So she's got it on her wall and it's, like, holding something up.
Yeah, it's like a... Yeah. Functional bit of blue tack.
Nice.
Awesome. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Someone's got Ben from Raw Blood's drumstick. Because they throw them out, don't they? Quite a lot. It's another one for your museum there, if you fancy it. Not quite weird enough for me, though.
It's not that weird, but...
It's not like the roll-on of Rachel Stevens.
No, or Dougie's chewing gum. But these things are valuable, seemingly.
Zoe in Plymouth, I really want to know why you used to have James from McBusted... jeans. Like, how did they come into your possession?
It is fascinating hearing the backstories to some of these.
Maybe we'll call you in a minute, Zoe, because, like, okay, I find a drumstick or a set list because they'll throw those out. How did you get his jeans, please? Unless he took them off on stage and threw them out.
That happens.
Or...
Yeah.
Yes. Coming next, Ellie Goulding. David!
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
I'm all right. Yeah, my friend's got a pen that you once touched, and she absolutely loves it.
A pen that I touched once?
It's worrying enough that you would have this and ring in to say about this, but the fact that you know that your friend has got this and loves it would suggest your friend often talks about it.
She does. Got touched it on the kitchen floor.
Your phone's gone weird. Tell me again.
That's a bit of a who.
Yeah, it is. I know. Hello, bad signal. Go on.
My friend, she gave you a pen to sign a picture at the O2 during your Strictly tour. Yeah, and she absolutely loves it. She's like, oh, this is Scott's pen. He touched it. He signed a photo. And she very rarely writes with it.
Oh, wow. What is it, like a Sharpie or something?
Yeah, it is. It's a black Sharpie.
And where did I meet your friend?
Apparently somewhere in the O2.
Oh, okay. Wow,
she thinks it's amazing.
Can you tell her? I mean, I know that she likes it a lot, right? Can you tell her it's worth absolutely nothing?
I thought you were going to ask for it back for a minute.
Can you tell her I want it back?
Yeah, she's got a signed photo that you signed with it, which is a bit of a who as well.
Where does she keep the pen, please?
Normally just on a shelf next to her notebook.
Oh, it's got a shelf.
I really want to talk to her because I'm fascinated by this now. She's got a signed picture, which would suggest, Scott, were you handing out pictures of you dressed as the crab around the arena?
No, people used to bring them to sign me. I don't hand out my own photos. Oh. That's really weird.
Oh, okay. Although I thought you might have some on you.
There are some celebrities that do that.
Have you got some photos of yourself on you ready to sign?
No.
Should the moment come?
No, I haven't.
Let me check your pocket.
No, I haven't.
Open up your coat.
No, I haven't.
Bet you've got one or two.
No, seriously. I know that there are some stars that pre-sign their cards and then keep them in their bag. And then when they meet some people, they're like, right, give them out. It's easy. Yeah. But that's not me, is it, David?
No.
Oh, you sound really convincing. So what's your friend's name?
Well, I don't want me to tell you that.
Is it that embarrassing that she's got a pen that I touched?
I don't know if I can embarrass her more, but that might do it.
Okay, she's an anonymous fan.
Let's keep her anonymous. Don't want to embarrass her. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC
Radio 1. Hi, Zoe.
Hello, Scott.
You're the one with James from McBuster's jeans. How did you get those, please?
And T-shirt,
yes. What happened?
Well, please stop spreading gossip about me, first of all.
Right.
I have a reputation to upkeep, you know.
Sure, okay.
I won in a competition because apparently that's what they used to do like 10, 12 years ago.
What? You won them in a competition?
Yeah, I won them from Pop World.
Can someone please explain what's happening on Kanye West's Twitter right now?
Oh, it's quite incredible, isn't it, Swish?
Swish? He seems to be telling us how lucky he is that he's got Kim as a wife. And then keeps putting Swish and various pictures of Kim Kardashian in the nude.
But what's really weird about it is he seems to be celebrating the fact that she's hit a certain amount of Twitter followers.
Yeah.
So it's no different to say you getting up to, what have you got? You got a million Twitter followers, something like that?
1.2, actually.
Sorry. So let's say you get up to 2 million Twitter followers.
Well, I'm not doing pictures like that.
Congratulations, Scott. 2 million Twitter followers. Swish. And a nutty picture of you.
Nutty? The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, gosh. Get me some chicken for frying. It's Charlie Sloth. All right, big boy.
Easy, fam.
How are you?
I'm good, cos. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks.
You're looking suave again today. What's going on? You won the lottery or something, fam?
Just a bit of black.
I said that. I said he was looking suave as well.
Today?
I said it yesterday, actually, didn't I? I came in saying, what's going on?
Recently, he has stepped up the levels a bit, hasn't he?
I'm just trying to up my game a bit, do you know what I'm saying?
Just try and tidy yourself up a tiny bit.
That's right, tidy it up. And you have come dressed as an advert for KFC today, I see.
Rude. I was going for the red coat look.
It's, other chicken shops are available, but not in that colour. Mm. It's very red.
Thanks.
Hey, I was looking at your Twitter the other day. Why was there a girl at one of your DJ nights actually doing a leg stretch?
That was weird, right?
On top of the DJ booth. You know that when you stretch out after exercise and you put your foot up?
Mm. Barefoot as well. It was a barefoot. She had corns.
Why would you do that?
To be honest, it wasn't on the DJ booth. I was in the VIP area.
Oh, of course you were.
Two juices. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. And I've turned around to my right, and there's this big foot, this bare foot in my face. And I was obviously a bit traumatised by that. It smelt as well. It really did smell.
Trying to sign it.
No, she was just stretching. I was like, darling, what are you doing? She's like, I've got cramp.
All right.
Could have been worse.
Your face. What's the weirdest thing? What's the weirdest thing you've had to sign? Have you ever had to sign a foot? Mills has signed everything.
I've signed a foot. I've signed a few things that we can't talk about.
I've signed everything, me.
Have you?
Everything.
Like, everything?
Pretty much over the, 40 years in showbiz.
40 years.
Should we play real or no real?
You told me you was 32.
I am.
Oh, so have you been doing showbiz for 4 years?
Before he was born, yeah. Darling.
Oh, darn, no.
It's in my blood.
Oh, gosh.
Here are today's real or no real facts.
Whilst recently filming at Madame Tussauds, Derren Brown started to read the mind of a member of the public before realising it was actually a waxwork.
That's really awkward, isn't it?
Orcs.
So there he is, Derren Brown. He's at Madame Tussauds and he's like, look into my eyes, not around the eyes. That's not him. You know what I mean?
Different catchphrase.
And then realises, oh gosh, it's not a real person, it's a waxwork.
Ooh.
That is awkward, isn't it?
That is very awkward.
Are you hoping for a waxwork of yourself at Tussauds at some
not
point?
Not really.
That'd be good, though.
I'm quite modest and humble.
Yeah, that's right.
What's this on my mind? One of our listeners texted earlier. What did she say? She spotted Charlie Sloth.
Where?
At the Golden Arches in Chester.
Yeah, with a big bag.
Yeah! Hey, true stories! Do you know what? Everyone was looking at me like I was mad. So I've walked in there. It's packed in there. It's the only food joint open after the club.
Yeah.
Mm. So I've rolled in there with the entourage. No, not literally. Rolled in there with the entourage. And like everyone's like, oh my God, there's Charlie Sloth. Oh my God. Because I've just come out of a club that everyone's in.
Obviously, you're so recognisable.
Oh my God, there's Charlie Sloth. And I'm like, yeah, done, no. Went to the front. And there was five of us, I believe. I ordered 20 Big Macs. 20 quarter pounders, 5 20 nuggets, 5 chocolate milkshakes.
That's ridiculous, Charlie. Why would you have
20 cheeseburgers.
That's a lot.
And what did the entourage have?
That was good. But that was for all of us. Yeah. But it ended up, do you know when we have a dance off in a club and they form a circle?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, go. There was a circle around us. And it was like, go. And then we put stuff in our faces, people with their cameras out.
It all happens in Chester, doesn't it?
Sick in Chester, fam.
It is actually, it's good.
I love it up there.
Wow.
And you there? I swear I see a flyer of you. You going up there now? Next month.
I don't know, love. I'll check the diary.
He doesn't know until he gets out the car.
Where are we?
Leave the car running, love, it won't be long. Derren Brown reads the mind of a waxwork, real or no real?
I'm going to go real.
I'm going to say no real, not even Darren's that leave it.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Yeah. But it is based on a true story we heard of a magician who did start trying to perform on a waxwork. We're not going to say who it is.
And who was it?
I can't tell you.
Come on.
Well, I just said I can't say who it is.
Off mic?
No.
Try and read his mind, Charlie.
Oh, that's a liberty. I know who it is now.
And next.
The flag planted on the moon by Neil Armstrong when he first landed there was actually purchased from a local department store shortly before takeoff.
No way.
Oh, so it was a last-minute idea. It's like, oh, wash her up there, put the flag down.
Sounds like something we do on our show. Well, we haven't got a flag. Well, just go and buy one.
Mm.
And then it becomes massively iconic.
Yeah.
Not so much on this show.
Well, they've got to get it from somewhere, so why not?
Mm. So they just buy it from, like, a shop a few minutes beforehand. The flag that's on the actual moon, planted by Neil Armstrong.
Is the flag still there?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I mean, we're not assuming it was one of the astronauts that went to the department. So, like, they're all strapped in, ready to go. Suddenly it's like, you know what, I've forgotten.
Oh.
I've only forgotten the flag, and
I've only forgotten the
John,
flag.
John, all right, what we'll do, rock, scissors, papers.
Yeah, you said you'd get it.
Yeah. No, you said you'd get it.
Yeah.
Well,
go and get the flag.
Going to have to go to Debenhams now.
Game of fives, go and get the flag. Something like that.
So, real or no real,
I'm
the
gonna say
flag
real for this.
On the moon was actually... got from a local department store shortly before they took off. I don't think by one of the astronauts Carl strapped in.
Have you seen this? Loads of celebrities are looking to fly to the moon.
Yes.
It's happening. It's becoming cheaper, I believe, so other people can do it. And it's mainly sort of rich people, celebrities, that kind of thing, are looking forward to going to the moon.
So you and Scott will be doing it soon.
I would listen. I can't afford it, fam, but you two could, couldn't you?
Would you go to the moon?
We could afford it. Yeah, we could. It was an awkward silence. No. It was a moment of, we could if we wanted to.
We haven't got that sort of money.
Who have you?
No, I have not.
Yes, you have.
What do you think I'm made of money?
Literally, you are minted, fam.
You could take the sloth pod up to the moon. Imagine.
Yeah. It's not that fast, the sloth pod.
Would he still float in space?
That's rude. Of course I'd float, fam.
Would you, though?
Do you know I had a full medical last week?
Oh, yeah, how was that?
Full medical. No, I did. I had a full medical. Spent 3 hours getting...
Did you have to go on the scales?
I did. 21 stone.
What was this? Just a quick checkup or something?
No, full medical. Full medical.
Mm. Okay.
And when they got on the scales, was it like one at a time, please?
But you're not signing for a football team, though, are you, Charlie?
No, but that's what I've done, though. I've done a full medical, 3 hours. 3.5 hours, really. Done the VOX tests, and I'm fit.
Good.
I'm fit as a fiddle. There you go.
Never been fitter.
And they told me my muscle mass is more than my fat mass.
Yeah.
My BMI is not that bad because I am full of muscle.
Radio 1.
The moon flag was from a department store. Real or no real?
That was a true story.
I'm going to go no real.
I'm going to say real. I don't know.
That one is real.
Oh,
yes. The flag erected on the moon during the historic Apollo 11 landing was purchased by a NASA technician last minute at a local Sears store for $5.50.
Wow.
That's a good fact. But what about this one?
The twit-twoo noise you hear from owls isn't actually an owl. It's two owls talking to each other. The first saying twit and the second to woo.
That's a good fact.
What? So it's two owls. One goes twit, one goes woo.
Because we all know that I've got a pet owl.
Yeah.
No, we don't know that.
I have.
Seriously, like, you come in here and you make up stuff every week, but no one is believing that you have got a pet owl.
I have. I've got a pet owl.
What's it called?
His name's Owen.
Owen the owl.
Yeah. And he's a lovely old fella. Sits in the tree.
Not even you can make this lie float.
No, I can. Watch. So his name's Owen. He lives in the treehouse at the bottom of the garden. He's 32 years old. And he's older than me. He was passed on to me by my great-grandfather, Harry. And he's lived with us ever since.
Right.
Tell us more about the owl.
Where does he live?
So he's grey and he's got these big bulging yellow eyes, and every once in a while you hear him cry out for food at the back of the garden. And we'll go down to the back of the garden and we're taking down some seeds and some worms and sometimes some baby mice that obviously died and was caught by the cat next door. And, you know, every now and again.
The Oscars music seems to have come on there, so it's time for you to get off. Owls talking to each other, real or no real?
No real.
This is real, this one. No, because it's one owl.
So one says twit, one says twoo.
No, not
it's,
real.
They're
not
talking
real.
To each other.
Real. It's not real, sorry.
That one's real.
Yes, it is.
So that means there's another owl living in my garden.
David, our listener, emailed that one to me, and it is brilliant. Thank you, David. And this is your last one today. Oh, you'll know this one, Charlie.
Yeah.
Because it's your boy.
Kendrick Lamar starts every day with a bowl of an American kids' cereal called Fruity Pebbles.
Wow.
Yeah. So Kendrick starts every day with a nutritious bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
I take it that's not what they're called. They're the cereal that kind of looks like Fruity Pebbles.
No.
Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
What are they?
You know. Is it the loops ones? No. Okay. Well, look, I'm not going to go. Oh, they are called fruity pebbles. Okay. Good. Oh. Right.
Well, I mean, you kind of just given away the answer.
You just seen a picture of Kendrick Lamar.
Well, that's good then.
I'm going to take a punt on this one.
I know, and I really needed the points as well because I'd got none right.
So your
I love that.
Is?
We were just shown, literally just shown a picture
thanks,
of
Rose
Kendrick
Dad.
Lamar eating
Cheers, mate.
Fruity Pebbles.
All right, real.
You're fired.
I'm going to say real for that one.
That one is real.
Oh, who would have thought it?
That was brilliant. So he is a massive fan of cereal, as you've just seen on the screen. So he wrote a song about it. It is actually called Cartoon and Cereal. I would play you a clip, but it's very blue. At the end of that round of Real or No Real...
I got 10, Charlie got 30.
Oh, gosh!
Yes,
He's
Charlie
on
Sloth.
Fire!
Slay!
Fire!
And I need to ask you about the wrap-up on BBC iPlayer.
Have you watched it?
Yeah. I saw the first one. I haven't seen the latest one yet.
Okay.
So tell us all about it if you don't know.
It's a brand new show that started on the iPlayer. Basically, every week I catch up with the hottest guests in the world of hip hop. I get a live performance. The one that's currently on the iPlayer right now is absolutely sick. Got Stormzy doing a live performance of Know Me From with beatboxer Faith SFX. We play a game of Rude Boy Roulette. You have to check that out. It is so funny, fam. Done all the done. Now watch on the iPlayer right now. If you don't, you're gonna have a really, really miserable day.
Do you know what Salmon Ilkley's just been on saying? OMG, I've just watched the Charlie and Stormzy Rude Boy Roulette. It is the best video ever.
I don't know.
So yeah, it's
all
there.
It's like an urban version of Innuendo Bingo.
Is it?
Yeah, watch it. We stole it from you basically and just remixed it. It's alright.
Nice. So Charlie Slough and his wrap up, get it on the BBC iPlayer. You can even watch it on your TV now, innit?
And on your phone.
And on your phone.
Have you watched it, Scott?
No, but I will do that because I actually do want to see the Rude Boy Roulette.
And text me and let me know what you think.
Those are Tuesday's best bits. Join us tomorrow for Bumbleo Wednesday from 1 p.m. on Radio 1.